Time now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a 30% chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms developing, a high near 77. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. A one-year-old child was killed in an accident about a mile east of the Merriam Crossroads, east of Fairfield, Thursday afternoon, according to Illinois State Police. At about 1:35 p.m., 24-year-old Fairfield resident Portia M. Schultz was eastbound on Highway 15 in a 2008 Dodge Charger and had pulled over on the westbound shoulder at a mailbox. She then pulled back onto the roadway and was struck in the rear by a 2015 Kenworth semi driven by 29-year-old Carmi resident Jordan M. Ambrose. Schultz and a front seat passenger, 24-year-old Altamont resident Alyssa J. Crum, were flown to a regional hospital with life-threatening injuries. A child was in the rear passenger seat and was pronounced deceased on scene by Wayne County Coroner Kerry Dagg. Ambrose reported no injuries but was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. The highway was closed for about 6 hours for crash investigation and was reopened at about 7:10 Thursday evening. More news after this break.
You can't stop anything by any other means except through voting and except through changing people's hearts and minds through constant engagement. Talk to people, have discussions, have debates. Yeah, it's hard work. It's hard work to go out and engage like that every day, and not everyone wants to listen to you. You have to be more persuasive than the people against whom you're arguing.
Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW, AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Carmi police report the arrest of two White County individuals Thursday evening after the execution of a warrant. According to reports from Carmi, a little after 6:30 Thursday evening, a search warrant was executed at 311 Fackney in Carmi. During the search, police found 33-year-old Amy Flowers of Crossville and 44-year-old Ronald Jean Grove of the Fackney Street residence and subsequently arrested both individuals. Both face charges of possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful use of property, and possession of hypodermic syringes. Flowers was due in court earlier this week, according to the report, on similar charges, both Monday and Wednesday, for a first appearance and status hearing. Both were taken to the White County Jail following their arrest and were held without bond. Prior to the search warrant in Carmi Thursday evening, Carmi police spotted 39-year-old Jay Parrish of Mount Carmel walking at 4th and Fackney. Reports said known to have a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear on a meth charge. Carmi police arrested Parrish and transported him to the White County Jail. A search of his person revealed he was in possession of a hypodermic syringe, resulting in a new White County charge. Bond on Parrish was set at $1,000. He was behind bars as of Thursday evening, awaiting transfer. Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, say the region has a small possibility of some strong or severe thunderstorms later this afternoon and into tonight. While widespread severe weather is not expected, the region could see a few storms capable of producing damaging winds, large hail, and an isolated tornado or two. Rainfall is also expected to move into the area again later this afternoon and into tonight, with rain chances off and on for the area for the next few days. Area river stages as of this morning: Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 19.03 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7.4 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 18.25 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.61 feet, flood stage is 15 feet. Wabash River at Mount Carmel at 12.39 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. In other news, a book signing and meet and greet is scheduled for today for Jay Scheidler, that is, one of the prominent basketball players in Illinois in previous years. There will be a book signing and meet and greet today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Simply Enough in Fairfield. Also from 2 to 4 p.m. at Mimo's Pizza in McLeansboro. And from 5 to 7 this evening at Spare Time Bowling in Albion. Jay Scheidler, known as Mr. Basketball of Illinois in 1976, averaged 32.7 points per game in 1976, winning a state championship and a third-place title with the Lawrenceville Indians, and won a national championship with the Kentucky Wildcats in 1978. Kids in Motion will hold several pre-registration events for its summer day camp in the coming days. Parents can sign up in kindergarten through 8th grades Saturday, today, and again May 14th at the Fairfield Public Library. That'll be from 10 to noon. And May 3rd and 10th at the Fairfield Park District Maintenance Building from 4:30 to 6:30. There is a $25 non-refundable fee at the time of registration, plus $15 for each additional sibling. Kids in Motion does have open registration throughout the summer, and drop-ins are welcome. The full-day rate of 5 hours or more is $25 per child per day. The half-day rate is $15 per child per day. Kids in Motion runs weekdays May 31st through August 5th at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield and is closed for Independence Day. Its hours are 6:30 a.m. through 5 p.m., and breakfast, lunch, and snacks are provided. Anyone seeking more information can visit the organization's Facebook page or contact Charlene Barnard at 599-7752. Nina Legg with Leg Up Productions has started a benefit fund for Wayne County teenager Casey Consolving, who was severely burned earlier this month in a freak accident. People can donate to the fund at FNB branches in Fairfield, Wayne City, and Grayville. People can donate cash or checks or donate directly from an account. Consolving is currently in a hospital in St. Louis, and raised funds will help with hospital expenses as well as gas, lodging, and food costs. State Representative Adam Niemerg will hold satellite office hours in the area on Wednesday. His office will be at Mount Carmel City Hall Wednesday from 9 to 9:30 a.m., the Hope Center in Albion from 10:15 to noon, and the White County Farm Bureau Building in Carmi from 1:45 to 3:15. Appointments are not necessary and walk-ins are welcome. Anyone wanting to make an appointment or to request assistance from Niemerg's office can call 217-813-6036 or contact at niemerg@ilhousegop.org. And a reminder, the Fairfield Citywide Yard Sales that were scheduled for today has been pushed back to May 7th due to the expected weather. The rain date was set in advance and has been printed on the sale map. Also, a reminder, the Jeff Rurtons having a fish fry on May 6th, beginning at 4:30 p.m., their menu will include catfish fillets, french fries, cornbread, slaw, dessert, and drink. The Illinois Department of Public Health is announcing another rise in COVID-19 cases this week and is stressing the importance of therapeutics for those who do get sick. Kim Howard has more.
There have been more than 24,000 new infections reported since last Friday, an increase over the previous week. Governor J.B. Pritzker says they're keeping a close eye on the numbers.
Yes, I don't like to see cases going up, but I will say that the stealth Omicron, which is the variant that we're in right now, does not seem to be sending, percentage-wise, the number of people to the hospital that its predecessor did.
The governor continues to urge seniors to get their second booster shot and for those who haven't been vaccinated to get their first dose. If you do test positive, it's recommended that you call your doctor right away for one of the treatments that are available. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone the past 70 years, but their dedication of superior service has helped them thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. They deliver quality Speed Queen products, and if you ever call them for service, they are in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. Sean Rush is inviting you to check out Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs at Rush Appliance and Furniture in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
While we don't all carry an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on our backs, we can remember the wise words of Dr. Peter Venkman, who said, "Why worry? Our wealth management team at Trust Bank has the tools and talent necessary to help you plan for the legacy you want to leave. Contact the team at 618-429-9265 and schedule your consultation. Trust Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. So, who are you going to call?"
Area Deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 69-year-old Xenia resident Gregory Paul Shavokas died Wednesday night at his home. Surviving are his wife Carol, a son Joshua of Union Grove, Wisconsin, a daughter Laura Vero of Belle Plain, Iowa, four grandchildren, a brother Stephen Shavokas of Shenoa, several brother and sister-in-laws, and many nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. A funeral mass for Gregory Paul Shavokas will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at St. Stephen Catholic Church in Flora. Interment will follow in St. Stephen Cemetery. Visitation from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with the rosary service to begin at 7. Memorial donations are suggested to the Orchardville Fire Department, North Wayne Ambulance Service, or St. Stephen Catholic Church, and will be accepted through the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 85-year-old Crossville resident Donald Ray Phipps died Wednesday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Surviving are his wife, Lita of Crossville, two sons, Tony Ray Phipps of Afton, Missouri, and Kevin Ray Phipps of Carmi, four grandchildren, two brothers, Dale Swafford of South Bend, Indiana, and Gary Swafford of Benson, Arizona, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Donald Ray Phipps will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Salem Primitive Baptist Church, west of the intersection of County Road 1625 East and 2300 North in Crossville. Burial in Little Wabash Cemetery at Crossville. Visitation from 5 to 8 p.m. Tuesday at the Stendebeck Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Flora resident Leela Irene Kalklaser died April 25th. Leela Kalklaser survived by a son Jeff, one grandson, one great-granddaughter, siblings Frida and Dennis, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Tuesday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation from will be Monday from 5 to 7, and interment will be in Oak Mound Cemetery. 91-year-old Flora resident Lee Woods died on April 24th. Lee Woods is survived by his wife Frances, children David and Paula, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, and one brother. Services will be May 7th at 3 at the Assembly of God Church in Flora. Visitation with military honors will be from 2 to service time. Frank and Bright Funeral Homes in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Flora resident Phyllis Lee Eigert died on April 24th. Phyllis Eigert is survived by sons David and Rick, three granddaughters, and five great-grandchildren. Services will be May 22nd at 1:30 at Elmwood Cemetery. Frank and Bright Funeral Homes in charge of the arrangements. 68-year-old Newton resident Charles Willis Jamerson died on Monday. Charles Jamerson survived by his wife Nancy, two children, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be today from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. 35-year-old Dahlgren resident Nathaniel Thomas Ridings died on March 21st. Services will be at 11 this morning at the IOOF Cemetery, the Golson Funeral Home, and Dahlgren in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Clay City resident Ruby Geraldine Schroyer died on Tuesday. Services will be at noon today at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation from 11 to service time, and interment will be in Dillman Cemetery. 73-year-old Buckeye, Arizona resident Kathleen A. Backstrom died on April 16th. Services will be at 11 this morning at Sisney Cemetery, Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Dean Fleming died in 2020. Services with military honors will be at 11 o'clock this morning at the Enfield Cemetery, Standaback Funeral Home in Carmi, in charge of the arrangements. 75-year-old Albion resident Larry Arnold Roosevelt died on April 9th. Services will be at 2 p.m. Sunday at Nails Funeral Home, visitation from 1 to service time, and burial in Graceland Cemetery. 102-year-old Inez G. Williams died on Saturday, April 23rd. Services will be at 1 p.m. today at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, visitation from 11 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in St. John's Cemetery. 64-year-old Fairfield resident Melva Kinchelow died April 17th. Services will be at 2 p.m. Sunday at Northside Baptist Church. Visitation from 1 to service time. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is assisting the family. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you and your business adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance.
This is Bill Atwood. Please give us a call at North Wayne Insurance in Fairfield, Sisney, and Flora.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Here's your sports update for this Saturday, April 30th. Major League Baseball yesterday, Arizona beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2. Milwaukee over the Chicago Cubs 11-1. It was the LA Angels over the Chicago White Sox 5-1. San Diego beat Pittsburgh 7-3. Miami over Seattle 8-6. Boston over Baltimore 3-1. Houston beat Toronto 11-7. Tampa Bay over Minnesota 6-1. New York Mets over Philadelphia 3-0. Atlanta beat Texas 6-3. The Yankees over Kansas City 12-2. Colorado beat Cincinnati 10-4. Cleveland over Oakland 9-8. The Dodgers over Detroit 5-1. And Washington beat San Francisco 14-4. National Hockey League, St. Louis lost to Vegas 7-4. In overtime, Buffalo beat Chicago 3-2. Toronto over Boston 5-2. Montreal beat Florida 10-2. Detroit over New Jersey 5-3. New York Rangers beat Washington 3-2. Ottawa over Philadelphia 4-2. Pittsburgh over Columbus 5-3. Tampa Bay over New York 6-4. Minnesota beat Colorado 4-1. It was Winnipeg over Calgary 3-1. Dallas over Anaheim 4-2. In a shootout, Edmonton beat Vancouver 3-2. Seattle over San Jose 3-0. And Arizona over Nashville 5-4. In the NBA playoffs, Memphis over Minnesota 114-106. Memphis wins that series 4-2. Major League Baseball schedule today. The St. Louis Cardinals continue their series at home with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 12:20 this afternoon. Also today, the Chicago Cubs are at Milwaukee, the LA Angels at the Chicago White Sox, Houston will be at Toronto, Washington at San Francisco, Cleveland at Oakland, Minnesota at Tampa Bay, Seattle at Miami, San Diego at Pittsburgh, Atlanta at Texas, Boston at Baltimore, the New York Yankees at Kansas City, Philadelphia at the New York Mets, Cincinnati at Colorado, and Detroit at the Los Angeles Dodgers in the late game tonight. NASCAR racing, the Xfinity race, will be run at Dover today. That can be seen on FS1 beginning at 12:30 p.m. Brandon Jones is on the pole for that race. That's your sports update.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Adam Wainwright walked five. He gave up three runs. And the offense that we saw against the Mets and the first game against the Diamondbacks was nothing like what we witnessed last night.
Paul Goldschmidt did hit his first home run of the year, but the Cardinals managed just five hits, and it really wasn't the best day for the Cardinals' bullpen either. They gave up three more runs, and the Diamondbacks were able to score six runs on nine hits, and a much better Diamondback team than we saw in game one of the series.
Arizona won the game 6-2, out-hitting the Cardinals 9-5. A home run for Goldschmidt in the first inning gives him an eight-game hitting streak, but after that, the Cardinals didn't score again until a balk in the seventh brought Harrison Bader home.
Too many walks for Adam Wainwright, really the story. A lot of the walks that the Cardinals allowed turned into runs, and that's typically always the case. And again, the Cardinals' offense has had better days.
The Cardinals come right back this afternoon behind Miles Michaelis. We're on the air at 12:20. Ricky has the lineups at 1:05. I'll bring you the first pitch at 1:15 from Busch Stadium.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Here's the Classic Hits WFIW-FM 104.9 forecast. Mostly cloudy today, a 30% chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 77, 70% chance of showers and storms tonight, a low near 56, sunny Sunday, a high of 72, Monday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of afternoon showers, a high of 75, Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers and storms, a high of 76.
The Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's home furniture.